Life on the Red Horse Ranch.
Tenderfoot, one of the Red Horse Ranch outfit, felt that he stood in the way of Alabama, who shared Tenderfoot's love for Rose Carter. So Tenderfoot, after telling no one but Rose, rode away from the ranch. When Alabama heard what Tenderfoot had done, he rode out with the intention of bringing him back. All the boys are up on the ranch house veranda awaiting their return. Here they are.
So lively to make his lady smile, but the pony's only an honest aside. 16, she goes to church just to see boys, turns her head and giggles at every little noise. First this way a little, and then that way a while, but folks all know she's only a putting on the style. Young man just from college makes a great display, with a long jawbreaker, but all he dares to say can't be found in Webster's and won't be for a while. But folks all know he's only a putting on the style. Young man in a restaurant smokes a dirty pipe, looking like a pumpkin, he's only halfway right. Smoking, drinking, chewing, and thinking all the while, but the folks all know he's only a putting on the style. Country lads and lasses going to the scene, looking fresh as dewdrops on a bunch of garden greens. Gingerbread and candy we're eating all the while, we're going to the circus, a-putting on the style.
Yes.
Say, Alabama and Tenderfoot are coming around that hill pretty soon, haven't they?
Yeah, if they're coming.
Sure, Tenderfoot will be back. Just leave that to Alabama. I wish Miss Rose wouldn't take it to heart so much, though.
Well, she thinks it's her fault that Tenderfoot went away. He sure is a funny kid, thinking that he ain't wanted around here just because he's in love with Rose, same as Alabama is.
Well, I wouldn't say too much about it, Bob. Miss Rose might happen to hear you. Yeah. Well, Dewey, I was wondering where you'd gone to.
Do you know where Alabama is?
Yeah, he rode over across the range. He'll be back. How are you and Elizabeth making out?
All right. We've been out looking at the horses. Alabama says he's going to give me one.
That's fine.
Hey, Dewey. What's that you got around your neck there?
Ain't nothing, and you can't have it.
Gosh, it's a locket, ain't it? It sure is pretty.
I don't care. You can't have it. Nobody can have it. It's mine.
I'll play you a piece on my guitar if you let me have it.
No, sir. My daddy said for me to keep it.
Well, if that's what your daddy said, why, you keep it, Dewey. Leave him alone, Arizona. You can play something for him anyhow.
Yeah. I'll give you my jackknife for that locket.
I got a jackknife. I got two of them.
We won't let Arizona bother you none, Dewey. Now go on, Arizona, and play.
Oh, shucks. I wanted to put a picture of a gal in that locket.
Come on.
catched in the head.
How do you do there,
a dozen lockets, if you ask me.
Not mine, Norm. He can't have it.
Wouldn't Arizona look sweet with that locket around his neck?
A couple of roses in his hair.
Boy, you fellas ain't got no sentiment at all. Shut.
Well, here come Miss Rose on the veranda.
We was wondering why you didn't come out and join us, Miss Rose.
Well, Alabama and Tenderfoot aren't back yet, are they, boys?
No, they'll be wandering in before long, though, Rose.
Sure. Idaho, will you come in the house a minute? I want to ask you something.
Why, sure. Go ahead with your singing, boys.
All right.
Now, listen, Miss Rose. Ain't no use you taking this thing to heart.
Oh, I know, Idaho, but... Oh, I'd never forgive myself if Tenderfoot didn't come back. He looked so hurt. I never dreamed he felt that way about me.
Oh, he'll get over it all right. Tenderfoot's just a sentimental young kid.
I
told Alabama he was doing the wrong thing by encouraging him.
Oh, but why should Alabama encourage Tenderfoot? Oh, I never thought...
Oh, you know how Alabama is. Thought he wasn't good enough for you.
No, Idaho. Aren't men dumb?
You just find that out, Rose. Now, come on. Let's go on out on the porch with the boys. You mark my words. Alabama Foot will be here mighty soon.
Well, I hope so. The boys are singing again, aren't they? Oh, I wish I could sing with them.
Go back home for me. Every night as I lay on my pillow, there's a vision of home comes to me. Far away, 'neath an old weeping willow, is a place I keep longing to see. By the door sits that gray-haired lady who hums as she rocks to and fro, and I pray that I'll soon be returning to that land of the sweet long ago. I know there is somebody waiting in the house at the end of the lane. I know there is someone who loves me, and there I'll be welcome again. For someday my footsteps will lead me to a place I am longing to see, and I know that a light will be burning in the window back home for me.
Oh, that was lovely, boys.
Thanks, Rose. We can sing lots better when you're around.
Oh, thank you.
Now, listen, boys. I'll tell you what let's do.
Right.
Alabama's bound to come bringing Tenderfoot in before long.
Yeah.
Dewey, you get his fiddle and have it ready here.
Oh,
when Tenderfoot gets off his horse, we'll make him light into a good one.
All right.
Sure, I reckon that'll make him feel home again.
Yeah, let's sing with him. Say, Rose,
yeah,
didn't you just get through wishing you could sing with the boys?
Oh, yes. Will you let me?
Well, we let you. You'd better try to get out of it now.
Oh, this will be fun. What'll we sing?
Coming around the mountain so I can sing a verse.
Oh, that's
right. Singing then, Rose. Look down the road.
Why, it's Alabama and Tenderfoot with him.
Oh, hurry up with that fiddle for Tenderfoot, Dewey.
Hurry up, Dewey.
Tenderfoot, you old ringtail, it's a time you was getting back. Get up here on the porch, boy.
Hurry up, man.
Boys, it looks like we're just in time for some music.
Yeah. Come on, Tenderfoot. Yeah, we're talking to you. Dewey's got your fiddle here.
Yeah. Hello, fellas.
I guess I ought to apologize.
You get your hands on that feather or I dehorn you. Sure. We're all coming around the mouth.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
I hope I can win some.
Anyhow, the whole parcel of you are going to get a chance to spread, run circles around every horse in the country.
Sounds like you ain't scared of this Eastern horse Bradford says he's bringing into the rodeo, Alabama.
Bradford? East Bradford? You mean having a horse in the rodeo?
Yeah, he's been bragging to every cowpoke in the country that he's going to show up Alabama in the races.
Well, even been betting some pretty big money on Alabama, so here.
Well, he can bet all the money he likes. I know what Red can do, and I'm saying right now, win every race at that rodeo hands down.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir.
But I wonder what makes Bradford so sure of himself.
Well, it looks as though we're going to meet up with Steve Bradford again, doesn't it? There are always exciting times at the rodeo, so let's keep in tune with the Red Horse Ranch.